Chapter 12. Nath sat cross-legged on his bed, eyes closed. He hadn't meditated since he was a boy. It was something his father taught him, a tool to maintain focus. Nath never considered himself a deep thinker, however, but now it seemed time that he did. His brow furrowed. He envisioned himself with wings. He envisioned himself as a dragon. He slammed his fist into the bed.
Drat it all!
He slung a pillow across the room.
I can make fireballs out of flames, but I can't turn into a dragon again. This makes no sense.
He stormed out to his balcony and tripped over the feline fury's tail.
Will you go away?
The big dragon cat lying down yawned and reclosed its eyes. Nath shook his head and leaned over the balcony's ledge. It was nearing midday and people milled about the streets, staying uniform to their daily business. He could even hear some of them singing songs and praises in his name. He folded his arms over his chest.
That's more like it. Heap praises on the dragon, who is not the dragon at all. Preposterous.
The citizens of Narnum had been in unusually high spirits since the day he defeated Kryzak in the arena. Nath, after all, had been named the champion, and the people loved their champions. Still, everything seemed too ordinary. The smiles were too big, the laughter too loud, and there were odd disturbances. Fires and small riots that were quickly snuffed out.
Nothing is ever as good as it seems.
He sighed.
4 more years of this. I'm not so sure I can take it.
He glanced back at the feline fury. The dragon cat filled up half the balcony. Nath rubbed his chin and said,
You're pretty big. Maybe you could take me for a ride, perhaps.
The fury raised upon its paws and arched its back. Smoke snorted from its nose. It brushed by Nath and leaped straight off the balcony and soared away.
Gads!
Nath said, yelling after it.
I'm not that bad of company.
The dragon vanished among the buildings. Nath went back inside his room and closed his balcony doors, muttering,
I don't need your company anyway.
Well, that's a shame. I was hoping that you did.
Nath's head snapped up.
Sasha?
He rushed over and hugged her.
Easy now,
she said, patting his back.
I'm breakable.
Oh, sorry,
he said, letting go.
I didn't hurt you, did I?
No,
Sasha said, laughing.
I was just teasing you.
She hugged him again. She wore a traveling cloak over a well-fitted outfit. Leather boots covered her ankles. Her auburn hair was soft and fragrant.
I've missed you.
I've missed you,
he said.
It's been so boring here.
Boring?
She said, eyeing him.
I've heard nothing but talk of your exploits in the arena since I got within 5 leagues of here.
Really?
She clasped his hand, looked at him with soft eyes, and said,
It does my heart well to know that Kryzak has vanquished, and by your hand makes the tale even sweeter.
He had it coming.
He did,
she said, toying with the pendant on her neck.
How about we sit and talk?
Maybe we should go for a walk,
he said.
I could use it.
She grabbed his arm and dragged him over to a sofa and sat down.
I've walked more in the past few weeks than I've walked all my life.
She patted the spot next to her.
You don't mind, do you?
He smiled and said,
No, certainly not. I assume you're tired.
That's an understatement. But I made it a priority to come see you as soon as I returned. I was worried.
About me, Nath Dragon?
He nudged her.
You know I'll be fine.
I can see frustration in your brows, Nath,
she said.
I can feel the tension. I know you. You know that. What's going on?
Sasha, he said, I actually became a dragon. A full-size flying dragon.
You did?
Yes, and I could fly and everything.
So what is the problem?
I turned back into this, and now I can't turn back into the dragon. he said, frowning.
"And I don't understand why not. I am a dragon. I should be able to turn whenever I want, the same as Selene."
He brushed his bangs out of his eyes.
"It's frustrating. More than frustrating."
"Maybe you're trying too hard," she said.
"I think you need to relax. You always put too much pressure on yourself. It makes me think of Bezog."
"Hmm," Nath said, rubbing his chin.
"And how is he?"
"He's holed up in Quintuclan, spending time with his sons and doing well enough. But he is a little more cranky these days."
She pulled her legs up underneath her.
"He sends his regards, that's about it, seeing how he's a man of little words."
"And how are other things in this world?" he said. "I'm only getting bits and pieces. Selene says we're soon to travel abroad, but I'm not so sure I believe her."
"You'll be pleased, Nath. The truce has brought about many great things. Honestly, Nalzambor hasn't felt so wonderful in a long time."
She yawned and stretched her arms.
"And I've tried the most wonderful foods from all around. I've even had a conversation with a Pixlin named Georgi, a black-haired little sprite with plenty more attitude than size."
"I'm happy for you," he said. "But have you seen any dragons? Not the ones that are black-winged and tailed either, my kind."
"Oh, they are hard enough to find as it is," she said. "And I can only say I've heard a few tales, nothing noteworthy."
It didn't sit well with Nath. Not one bit. Something was going on out there, and he needed to see it.
"How well do you know Selene?"
he asked Sasha.
"Well enough not to get too close."
She shrugged her eyes.
"Why?"
Rubbing the back of his neck, Nath said,
"I just don't know how much I can trust her. She has shown me so many things, and I feel we have so much in common, but I can't explain what it is about her."
"You like her?"
"Gads, no, Sasha."
"She's beautiful."
"She's evil."
She shrugged and said,
"We all have evil in us, Nath. We all have good in us, too. You know that. Besides, she is of your kind. It's normal that you would be comforted by her. Nath, I can see it in you. You are now more dragon than man. Before long, you might not relate so well to this world of men at all."
"No,"
he muttered. He couldn't imagine not being friends with her, Brenwar, Ben, and Bezog, not to mention so many others. He liked people. Dragons often talked too much and were boring. Well, at least his father Balzerth was that way.
"Perhaps I'm too attached to being a man instead of a dragon."
"It'll be all right, Nath,"
she said, patting his knee.
"I actually think this conversation helped me," he said. "I'm so glad you came. It really means a lot to me. You always know the right things to say."
She got up.
"What are you doing?"
"I need to rest, Nath,"
she said, yawning again.
"You can rest here. I have the most comfortable bed, but I don't ever use it for sleeping."
"It looks like a good bed for brooding," she said. "I bet Brenwar would like it."
"Not if it's softer than a rock, he wouldn't."
"There's never been a truer statement."
Gently, he grabbed her wrist and said,
"Don't go just yet, Sasha. There are so many things on my chest. The people chant my name, yet there's strange commotion in the streets. You say things are better, but I find things disturbing. Even my lost neck hairs are prickling, and I can't put my clawed finger on any of it."
"It's change,"
she said.
"Good change at that. And I wouldn't worry about those happenings in the streets. The races who are new to town have gotten settled and begun feuding with the locals. It will pass. Selene will see to that."
I'll take your word for it, Sasha."
"Good,"
she said, heading for the door.
"And I give you my word that Selene will take you out of here soon, so you can stretch those scaled legs of yours. Don't worry, Nath. You'll figure things out soon enough."
"I hope so," he said. "Say, Sasha, do that sorceress trick you do for me. It's been a long time, and you know how much I love it."
Her brows lifted.
"Nath, I'm so weary. How about next time?" "And I have to admit," she said, touching the pendant hanging over her chest, "I haven't been practicing magic as much as I should. Bezog would swat me for it."
She glided over and gave him a quick hug.
"I must go before my eyes fall from my head."
"I understand," he said, frowning. "Just don't be gone so long this time."
"I won't,"
she said, opening the door and walking down the hall. She glanced over her shoulder at him.
"I won't."
Two Barnabas soldiers in chain armor escorted her down the hall and out of sight. Nath closed the door and took a seat on the bed. He filled his nostrils with a deep draw of air. Something smelled funny. The perfume Sasha normally wore was gone. Her eyes shimmered a little when she spoke, and she said she would perform the trick later. The problem was there had never been a trick. But everything seemed right about her otherwise. Nat's fingers drummed on his knees.
"She's trying to deceive me. Or Celine's forcing her to deceive me. Don't let on too much. Patience, dragon. Patience. You'll put it all together soon enough."
He got up and started to pace the room. His mind became restless and angry. He flung the balcony doors open wide and scanned the streets below. Soldiers stormed back and forth through the streets, looking for something or somebody. He wanted to know who it was. He climbed on the balcony wall and hung his legs over the edge. The stiff breeze billowed his hair. Looking down, he considered something.
"Perhaps I can unlock my powers if I don't rely on anyone else being around."
He scooted closer to the rim. He could feel his dragon heart thumping in his chest.
"Are you a man, or are you a dragon?"